The Children's Playhouse in South Philly normally has around 60 staffers. In a slickly produced promotional video, executive director Damaris Alvarado Rodriguez shows families the colorful classrooms where their kids could be nurtured.
The Playhouse provides age-appropriate academics, music, physical activity, art, and so much more.
But many of those classrooms are now closed. The company is down about 5 people, which she says has had a ripple effect on their capacity.
I closed down a PHL pre-K classroom, and that's 20 kids. My infant toddler sector has about 12 open slots because we don't have the staffing.
A recent survey of more than 1,000 childcare providers across PA found nearly all are short-staffed. Tens of thousands of kids are on wait lists across the Commonwealth. Jen Segelken oversees childcare for the Greater Philadelphia YMCA.
Hiring is our top priority right now.
Pre-pandemic, its early childhood centers had nearly 1,000 kids enrolled. Now it's about 600. She says the industry as a whole has a pay problem. For something that's a skilled career, it pays like a summer job.
Compensation is not representative of the work that's being done, right?
The average wage for child care workers in Pennsylvania is $10.69 an hour. For comparison, the national average hourly rate at Walmart is over $16. But raising child care salaries can be challenging, since providers would need to pass the cost onto families. Biden is pushing a proposal to federally subsidize child care, capping the costs to parents, but it's currently hung up in budget talks. Diane Barber, head of the Pennsylvania Child Care Providers Association, says compensation has been a problem for a while, but things are worse now because there's so much competition for workers.
Providers can't even get people to answer an ad, or if they answer the ad, they ghost them. It's crazy.
It's a vicious cycle. Without more staff, classrooms will stay closed, and families will keep sitting on wait lists. And that disrupts the rest of the economy. Shannon Wink, a communications professional in Philadelphia, has been trying to get her 15-month-old into daycare all year, but is stuck on a wait list.
You can't just snap your fingers and get childcare.
It's now had an influence on her career trajectory. Part of the reason Wink says she left an old job was a need for flexibility. She says she's grateful she's found an employer who lets her stay home with her daughter if her current child care provider, her mom, falls through.
It's hard enough to parent and work at the same time, but I can't do both of those things if they're in separate places.
Women have left the workforce in droves during COVID, 4 times as many women than men. As long as kids are at home, it's more likely a parent will need to be there as well. Laura Benchoff, Keystone Crossroads.